I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show. I am Dr. Carl O'Helvey, your host. My guest today is Jimmy Mack, a medical intuitive and spiritual life coach currently residing in Clearwater, Florida. Jimmy has had decades of working with clients around the globe on a wide range of challenges, diseases, and disorders. He has practiced a variety of modalities over many years, including Reiki Master, psychic development courses, remote viewing, ascension with the monks, theta healing, access consciousness, reconnective healing, and various courses in the Jung method. He is a certified practitioner in matrix energetics and a certified shaman with doctorate in divinity. After a near-death experience changed his life forever, he is now gifted with the increased ability to read people's energy field and access realms and frequencies that help create profound change for others. He melded these experiences and what he considers the best of the best into what he now practices and teaches to clients worldwide. Jimmy has authored 4 books, including his most recent one titled The Tackle Box, which offers simple and detailed instructions for how to use his recently developed technology method for creating profound changes called his liquid fish. More information is available at www.jimmymackhealing.com. I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show, Jimmy, and I look forward to hearing about your work as a medical intuitive. Now first, can you tell us what is a medical intuitive?
Yeah, as far as what I do, at least, you know, I would say I don't play the guessing game of, you know, so many clients want to say, hey, what's wrong with me? Moreover, I would just, you know, if they have an arm issue, lung issue, maybe prostate, all of it's about the same to me energetically. My great attorney friend says, Jimmy, you got to remind these people you're, you know, talking to angels flying UFOs.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of his joke, as you can imagine. And, you know, I just am able to at least go in and see for the most part what's going on in different organs or systems, glands, brain, heart, different body parts. And so that's pretty much what I want to do from there. And, you know, you have also the gift of them, I say them with air quotes, whispering mm-hmm. in my ear about what would work for this person. We want to obviously strengthen any weakness, whatever it may be, at least from a medical intuitive standpoint. That's what I do. And also recommend, or at least suggest, various supplements and natural things that could also get a change in perhaps a symptom or a issue that they might have as a challenge.
Sounds great. Now, how did you get into this field of medicine?
Gosh, I started out Episcopal, you know, Robin Williams called it Catholic light. So that's way back when. I was an acolyte and grew up in that. And I thought, well, these are some pretty smart people. They're certainly brilliant. They're doctors and lawyers and Indian chiefs as far as who all went to our church. And I thought, this has got to be it, you know, and had a lot of pageantry and everything else. But then college years, the mid-80s, I started getting way more into astrology and to the spiritualist churches and going to the mediums and psychic things and seances. And it was just game on as far as I was so interested in that. And it just opened up a broad new area for me. And I just did an incredible amount of training all after that. Of course, I did so many different types of healing and different brands, if you will, and sat at the feet of quite a few famous people to learn their modalities until long term I came up with my own. So it's been decades ongoing, definitely.
It's interesting. I went to the Metaphysical Church Saturday. They have a psychic fair once a month. And the woman that was talking with me said, do you believe in reincarnation? And I said, yes. And she said, well, I need to tell you something. She said, but you know, spiritualists don't believe in reincarnation. I said, I'm shocked. I thought they did. You know, wow. It was a surprise.
Well, I certainly do. I certainly believe that we have had many lives before and various pieces, and the goal being on some of the more intrinsic things I would do that were certainly somewhat out there is it's one thing to get past life regression, if you will, or see these types of people, and it's all interesting, but the goal is you would want to change it. So, for instance, you could have been a priest or a nun three lifetimes ago and took vows of celibacy or vows of poverty, and you know, during this lifetime, you seem to always be 2 fives for a 10. You might have a financial carryover from that vow of poverty 3 or 4 lifetimes ago. So you want to pretty much go in there and delete that out so that we can have a better lifetime, certainly with what's going on now. Yeah, I find all that fascinating. I love that. Right. I think it's interesting. And what a gutsy thing to do. You know, you sit down with somebody who doesn't even know you and they start spewing off 10 different things that you know, and you know, so certainly who are they talking to? Who knows? But isn't that interesting? They could be reading your field, they could, their guides, their angels, somebody's telling them something.
Right.
But I'll tell you, the real power in all that to me would be the ability to change it. So if they see this, that, or the other thing about your heart, your blood pressure, your finances, it's like, okay, then you change it. You know, that impresses me. So,
well, the reason that I believe in reincarnation is because the churches teach that if you're good, you go to heaven, and if you don't, you go to hell, and all this stuff, which I don't subscribe to. But to me, if that's the way you live, then everyone should start even. But some people are born blind, some people are born with defects, some people are rich, some are poor, etc., because we live in a dualistic world. And so it doesn't make sense that there's just one opportunity and people all start out at different levels. So to me, reincarnation makes sense, and we carry our karmic patterns with us into each lifetime because there's lessons that we need to learn so that we progress and develop to a higher level of consciousness. So that's why I believe in reincarnation.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. And, you know, certainly that's been my experience too.
And Jimmy, then how long have you been working with clients?
Oh gosh, decades now, you know, going back to even psychic development courses, mid-80s, that sort of thing, doing readings even back then. And, gosh, I did everything from psychic development, remote viewing, shamanism, taken various courses, studied course and got certified in various forms of theta healing, reconnective healing, matrix energetics, all of Richard Bartlett's work, UN method, access consciousness, Reiki, of course, and just a variety of different things. You know, kind of my joke about it all, that it's been about 6 figures and decades, so that most people won't have to then. I feel like I've shortcutted a lot of it now. We'll show you some of that today. And ultimately, you want to be able to go faster, not just about, you know, coming up with what's going on, but rather the ability to change it.
And what are some of the conditions that you have been most successful working with?
Gosh, I would say primarily, I have a lot of clients I seem to attract that I'll have the best amount of, I want to call it for just as a reference point, luck would be feminine issues. Had a lot of great luck with that. Viral CMV, Epstein-Barr, herpes, HIV, that sort of thing. Gosh, and viruses, CMV, Epstein-Barr, you know, all those sorts of things, especially arthritis. And then it can be everything from finance to legal issues to things you want to buy or sell.
Do you know?
All across the board, really. And I would say to that also, I've had really good luck with the feminine issues and eyes and really reproductive issues for men too, prostate, genital, that sort of thing, but eyes as well and senses, hearing. So yeah, voice, speech.
Do you know Anthony Williams or that name?
Doesn't sound familiar.
He is a medium, I believe, medical medium, I think is what he says he is. And he has a book that came out recently and that he said he channeled. And he thinks that the Epstein-Barr is much, much, much more common and causes many more diseases than people are aware of.
Yeah, I would agree to that. And I would add to it, parasites. It's incredible how many people are just ate up with parasites. I don't care what they have. 9 times out of 10, it's like if you had one little piece of sushi, or, you know, you think you're eating clean and you're taking vitamins and minerals and you're doing great. Gosh, if you had salad out at a restaurant, chances are it's not entirely clean and you'll pick up parasites and you're on your way.
Mm-hmm. What is the process that you use then when you work with clients?
Well, I basically would tap into them. We'll show folks today and go through you, of course. I'd like for them to be hydrated. People will generally either use a pendulum for dousing, that sort of thing, even divining rods, dousing, bobbers, what have you. Some people, if they were in access consciousness, they would do feeling of heavier light along the lines of applied kinesiology or muscle testing. In fact, we'll have you stand up and rock some things out, as I would say. But you want to be hydrated, face due north, strong mountain pose, and you want your feet about hip width apart. So we'll show you live.
Actually, it's interesting because I think I'm sitting north.
Awesome. Yeah. If you want to stand up, we'll show you how it feels.
Oh, do you want to do some of that now?
Yeah, absolutely. Go for it.
Okay. Okay, I'm standing up.
Awesome. So if you're facing due north, you want about a foot in between your feet, and it's going to pull you forward for yes and push you backwards for no. Any nicknames? What does everybody call you?
I don't have nicknames. They just call me Carl.
Okay, so if you just say, my name is, it's going to pull you forward for yes.
My name is Carl. Yes.
Awesome. But if you say, my name is Nemo the Fish, it's going to pull you backwards. It's hard to hear you, so.
My name
there is you go.
Nemo the Fish.
You'll feel the pull backwards?
Yep. It takes a while, but yeah.
Nice. So the three things I would change really quick just to get you energetically cleaned up would be, I am clear. So you can say that. We'll see if you go forward, back, or in between.
I am clear. Forward.
Nice. And that's already there for you, of course. And then I am unclear. And we'll see if you go forward, back, or in between. And you say, I am unclear.
I am unclear. Actually, I went forward for that, too.
Okay, I'm going to delete that out. And, you know, I refer to that as the Halloween movie trailers. It's kind of the negative stuff we'd pick up along the way. Maybe we had an irate neighbor or psychic attacks or different weird things going on. So we've taken on that shadowy stuff, if you will. So we're going to delete all that out for you, and you're going to feel a pull backwards now that we changed it. And it'll shift for you. And it's going to go to no.
Right, it did.
Nice. It's there now. And so that's kind of us just, you know, I refer to it as you and I go to the handheld car wash and you're putting in the quarters and I'm spraying you down thoroughly. Mm-hmm. And the third one I do just to get everybody up to speed would be, I am running forward, which is just simply body, mind, spirit, relationships, money. We at least want to have the car in drive. So you can say that, I am running forward, and we'll see if you go forward, back, or in between.
I am running forward.
And it should pull you forward, when it comes in.
That was forward.
Got a forward? Awesome. And that's where we need to be. So now it's as if we've turned on the computer, if you will. We've gone to Google. We've gone to the internet. And now we're eBay looking for whatever, pendulums or wine shirts or whatever it is you want to look for. At least we're on the highway of information right now, at least paralleled up where we're going to get true answers. We may not always like them, but you're going to get really good, decisive, positive and negative responses. So what is it you would work on or make different for yourself?
Well, I mentioned Candida.
Candida, okay. So I would just jump into that the same as I would gout or headaches or anything else energetically. You can just say that. I have an overrun of Candida.
I have
going to pull you forward.
I have an overrun of Candida. Yes.
Yeah. So I'm going to delete that. Erase and resolve it, disentangle it, take the weakness out of past, present, future, now. Pull him straight back when you've released it all.
Right, I went backwards.
There you go. Nice. And so that would be, I have Candida, no. So you get the idea. And we're all walking around with different things, and you might have a light windbreaker on. It's got Candida emblazed all over it. And Candida is right in there with fungus, yeast, mold, mildew. It's kind of a neighbor of all that, if you will. I do like there's a liquid called Fungi Cleanse. Also, oregano oil tests really good for you for that. You could probably stand that breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And those are the kinds of things I would do to shift it.
What was it besides the oregano?
Mm-hmm. Oregano oil. You know, you could take a sip.
I've tried it in
the past. Spice people that make it. You could take the little capsules are fine. You could stand two little capsules like before, during, after every meal. That would help a lot. Those are the kinds of things I would look at.
I've tried that in the past, and it aggravated my hiatal hernia.
Okay. Okay. Will that aggravate his hiatal hernia now? Yeah, that test is true too. So let's change that for you and see what we can get away with. How about that? So you can just make that statement. Taking oregano oil aggravates my hiatal hernia. It's going to pull you forward for yes.
Taking oregano oil aggravates my hiatal hernia.
Yeah, it's there. And we're going to release that, resolve it, erase it, disentangle that now. It'll pull you back when it leaves. You should feel the tug pulling you backwards and taking that off of you as well.
Yeah, that was a tough one, wasn't it?
It was. It took a while. And again, it's like anything else. It has a mass to it. Some things you would think would be so easy and simple, but they're not. And they do, I would say energetically what they look like is it's like car versus SUV versus 18-wheeler versus, you know, a jet ski or a regular boat. I mean, they all have motors, but they certainly have different resonance, mm-hmm. and they're for different purposes. So the interaction perhaps with the oregano oil and that as well, it just, you know, there's a lot more going on there. So we just changed that with the hope that obviously you could try that out now, and I would probably go small. I wouldn't go wild with mm-hmm. it, but they do have a little BB size oregano oils that you could take. And for whatever reason shows up for you is after meals. Oh. And I think perhaps you were taking them before meals previously or during, but if you'd probably wait about, and they're whispering in my ear, about 20 minutes after meals to take one little tiny oregano oil pill, that would go a long way to get out what you're experiencing and then mm-hmm. hopefully not aggravate the hernia as mm-hmm. well. Mm-hmm. Make sense?
Right. Yep.
Awesome. So you can certainly feel the difference in what we're doing live. And, you know, we've never met before, which mm-hmm. makes it interesting, and feel it and experience the forward, back, and in between. And it doesn't even mean we have to understand every little thing that's going on. It's just that we're experiencing mm-hmm. the change. And mm-hmm. That's huge. It's one thing for me to tell you, oh, you're allergic to oregano oil, or you got a hiatal hernia. It's like, okay, well, fix it. You know, you want to impress me, change it. mm-hmm. So right. That's kind of the way I look at it, is that's a much more powerful position to be in when you start accessing that and actually changing things.
Mm-hmm.
What else comes up for you?
Well, my eyes water, but I think you said that you thought that was from the detoxing.
Yeah, I think it is. It's when I ask, it's definitely what it is, but you can go ahead and say it and we'll change it energetically. My eyes are excessively watering and it's going to pull you forward for yes.
My eyes are watering too much.
Mm-hmm. And that's going to pull you forward for yes.
Right, right.
Yep. And we're going to release it, resolve it, erase it, disentangle it, take out the weakness or strong weakness holding it in place. Surrender it all up into the void now. Pull him straight back when you've released it. Thank you. And you'll feel as if it's going in and grabbing it. Often it pulls people forward as if they're jumping off a ski slope, mm-hmm. leaning forward, and then it's going to pull you backwards when it leaves.
Okay, it did.
Nice. Love it. And the other thing is I would do to go deeper, and, you know, the proof's in the pudding, so when we hang up, only you're going to know or see these changes, you know, today, a week, or, you know, a month from now. Your eyes stop watering, you know we've actually changed something, we've done something, and that's the goal. But I would go deeper into that. So the next statement would be, I've learned all the lessons I needed to from blank. And in this case, it would be, I've learned all the lessons I needed to from my eyes excessively watering. And I said it for you. So it's going to pull you backwards or in between or mm-hmm. forward, depending on which way it shows up for you.
Forward.
And we want that to be We want that to be a yes. So it's forward. And then I would say the other one would be having blank still serves me. And no matter whether it would be diabetes or prostate or the big toe is sore, it would be, for instance, for you, it would be my eyes excessively watering still serves me.
My eyes excessively watering still serves me.
And it'll go forward, back, yes, or in between.
Forward.
Forward. And see how that still serves you in some odd way. And we're just going to delete all that out and release and resolve it. Disentangle it out now. It'll pull you back when that leaves. And that's going deeper on something like that. And obviously, too, for anybody that's listening, we want them to experience everything from the candida changes to the eyes changing and strengthening and getting better as well. But that's going to pull you back when all that leaves.
Yes, it pulled back.
Nice. Good. And you can see how some things will take longer than others, whereas the other ones were faster. This one took a little bit longer. That's just part of it. But I definitely want to empower even our show today so that anyone who's facing challenges with eyes or candida, that's going to change for them as they listen to this now. So that can only be helpful for others as well. Mm-hmm. Anything else you would change or make different? You and I could go all day, you know that. So
the only other thing that I can think of, check to make sure that my bladder, my prostate, my kidneys are all functioning adequately following the surgery.
Well, we'll grab all those right now. We'll just make that statement and see if you go forward, back, or in between. My bladder, kidneys, and prostate are functioning at 100% and are strong and powerful now.
My bladder, kidneys, and prostate are all functioning at 100% now. I went backwards.
Okay, and I'm going to change all those to yes and make them more positive, strengthening. We're going to delete and erase and resolve anything that's blocking that. And then it's going to pull you forward to yes when it comes in and strengthens each one of those and makes them more positive, functioning at 100% in harmony and symphony with all the other organs, glands, and systems in the body here now.
Yeah, it's pulling me forward.
Yeah, it's an odd feeling, I know. So we'll go back just to neutrality, if you will, but you can say it again.
Mm-hmm.
And it should pull you forward to yes now. So it'll be my bladder,
my
prostate,
bladder,
and kidneys are all positive and functioning at 100%. They heard me. You don't even need to repeat it. It's going to pull you forward for yes. And it's a lot to go through because, you can feel the math or the morass, if you will, of those different pieces.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little bit slower than doing them all at one time, but for economies of scale today and in the sake of time, I'm going faster than I normally would for you, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So, make sense?
Right, right.
But we ultimately want to have them all functioning together, working together in harmony together. It sounds kind of funny, silly, corny, but we do that, then it does seem to make things flow a lot easier. Mm-hmm. And the other thing I would add to the candida puzzle would be, I'll often say of people, if I ask for you right now, you don't have viral issues. You do have some bacteria going on. Mold, fungus, mildew, yeast, candida is definitely there, and some parasites. So we'll have, and I would say that my caveat is this. It's like you and I are standing on the beach, if you will, and we're looking up the shoreline. And past the sand to the right are all the cars and maybe our car as well. And on the left-hand side would be the water. And the water contains all those things. It's just part of life and our bodies, if you will. But on occasion, that water goes all the way up into the parking lot and gets to our car. And that would be bacteria, virus, mold, fungus, mildew, yeast, candida, parasites, and negative pathogens. And so we want to have that balance where we can walk down the shoreline without having those issues come up into the parking lot, if you will. Mm-hmm. So the overrun that you would have right now would be bacteria, some candida, and parasites. And that's going to pull you forward to yes, because I grouped them all together, and it'll feel like a really strong pull forward. And you'll feel that drift forward, and then we're just going in, and we're going to release it, resolve it, erase it, surrender them all up into the void now.
Yes.
Take them out of past, present, future. Pull him straight back when you're done. Thank you. And once it's done pulling and going backwards, and it'll feel like a release and it'll bring you back to a place of neutrality as well.
Okay.
Nice. But you can see how and experience how each one would be different.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just different masses to different pieces. So, make sense?
Right. Now, do people usually have to come back a second, third time, or does one time take care of it? Or?
Gosh, you know, I never know. I think that's what keeps us all interested in this. You know, hopefully we can hit it out of the park. We're doing so many different things on you that if your eyes stop watering or the doctors give you a clean bill of health, you know, for prostate and bladder and kidneys, then gosh, we did something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If your eyes still water, but you notice that, you know, you really feel 1,000,000% better and you no longer have candida,
mm-hmm,
inflammation and gut issues, then gosh, you know, we changed something.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm,
I'm all about going for broke and going wild and seeing what you and I can get away with together. And that's part of the fascination for me as well.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm,
but I never know. You know, we could work on, just for an example, I had a client out of your state and they had Lyme's of all things.
Oh.
And I showed them how to do the method of what I do now. So every day she would get up and go, I have Lyme's disease. And she did. And it would pull her hard forward to yes. But after about 3 months of doing this and clearing it and changing it, she would get up on month 4 and go, I have Lyme's disease. And it would be no.
Oh.
And she went back and got tested. And of course it was, you know, really tied her down to next to nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were just amazed. They were like, what are you doing? What are you taking? You know, so we could tell her other patients. And so she didn't dare tell them mm-hmm that it was what you and I are doing today, because a lot of people would think it's kooky, woo-woo, and outer spacey weird. But, hey, it's our stuff, and I certainly think it makes life more exciting and fun.
Right, right. We have a lot of Lyme's disease in this area. And
right,
about,
with ticks and a lot of
right,
wilderness
right
going on,
yep,
definitely.
Right.
Yep, yep.
Yeah, I have an interesting story. I used to work with the physicians from Russia that came to my university
mm-hmm
once a year, and
mm-hmm
they came to perfect their English and to adapt to the United States before they went to study around the country for Masters of Public
mm-hmm
Health. And so I would have them to dinner their last week here. And so they would come and they'd usually go down and they would spend 2-3 hours on the beach, and then they'd come and we'd have dinner. And one year I said to them, now, you guys don't go up in the reed grass if you got to go to the bathroom, because I said, we have Lyme's disease and there's a lot of ticks in the grass. They wouldn't even go to the beach that year.
Yeah, because they knew that's not worth it.
Right, right. Now, then I was going to ask you if people had to come to your office or if you could do it over the phone and all, but I guess I've answered my question.
Right. You just experienced it. Definitely over the phone. Skype worldwide can do, you know, through audio, video, what have you. A lot of people will Skype with full-blown video or just an audio call. It's fine,
mm-hmm,
as long as they're hydrated, of course, and figuring out which way is due north. But I have in-person and phone and Skype clients worldwide this
mm-hmm
morning, noon, and night. So, yeah, definitely anybody we can help. That's what we're on fire to do. And I would add to that interesting story, since you brought it up.
Mm-hmm.
I actually had a couple come see me all the way from Paris, France. And the woman spoke perfect French and perfect English, and the man only spoke French and, you know, didn't speak English. And, of course, I don't speak a word of French other than croissant maybe, but
mm-hmm,
and he stood before me and I told her, I said, you know, what they're talking about is they're calling him a big bear. And he was big as a door, this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a good looking tall man. And I said, they keep telling me about some big bear or something. And that's what they relate to him as. And she told him in French. And of course, he almost started crying like a little girl. And it was like, what's the big deal? And she says, Jimmy, you don't know this, but every year we go to Quebec and he hangs out with the shamans and the healers there, and they call him Big Bear. And, you know, it was so cool because,
mm-hmm,
you know, and I know, it's like the observers in the room, and I could literally write down things in English behind his back, and it's going to
mm-hmm
pull him forward, yes, or in between,
mm-hmm,
or use a pendulum. Same thing. And he doesn't read it. He's not aware of it. You know, something or someone or some presence is overseeing us, if you will, the great overseer. And then we change things and it would pull him forward, back, or in between. And, you know, again, I couldn't communicate with him at all and things were still happening. And doesn't that make it fun and interesting, right?
Right, right. Then, Jim, is there anything else you would like to talk about before we look at your services, products, and books, and how the listeners can reach you?
I would say probably that whatever people are doing, as long as it's working for them, I'm all about it. So if they do, my particular method would be MyLiquidFish or MyLiquidFish.com. If they're doing any number of healing modalities or cranial sacral or chiropractic or acupuncture or Reiki or whatever their meditation is, whatever their thing is, if that's working for them, gosh, keep doing that and look for changes and things to be different and see what shows up. It's always fascinating to me. And I think in many ways, you and I are doing these various things and the whole cosmic soup or spirit, Holy Spirit itself is actually doing all the heavy lifting and, and changing things. It's helpful to keep that in mind, at least know that, you know, there's, again, the power isn't in knowing so much or the intuitive piece as much as it is, the power is in changing it.
Then, Jamie, would you tell us about your services, products, books, and how the listeners can reach you?
Sure. JimmyMackHealing.com. It's JimmyMack Healing.com. They can go in through the website there. There's actually an appointment tab and you click on that. It's about a 3-minute read and it'll tell them everything they need to know if they want to schedule. Again, some clients will be in person, most 90% are phone and Skype, and go from there. And also, of course, there's products there as well. I have a variety of books. I have 5 books out now and a lot of audio MP3s, which would simply be on various topics, everything from sex to travel to physical ailments to just a variety of different pieces. And they can listen to those as well. And there's a lot of free stuff on here too. So if they just go to my website, incredible amount of shows on there, like our show will be on there. And just listening to these things, even for free, it's going to really cause some change for them and hopefully stir things up and get them to the next level.
Great. Good. And would you give us your website again?
Sure. It's JimmyMackHealing.com, JimmyMack Healing.com.
Great. Well, I appreciate this, Jimmy, and I appreciate especially the actual demonstration.
And, absolutely. I'm thrilled to talk to you live, and I appreciate you having me on the show.
Thank
you. Fantastic.
Great. And I'll be in touch.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You bet. Enjoy the day.
Because it has been several months since this actual demonstration of energy healing, I'm able to give you feedback on how effective this was for me. First, my eyes cleared up almost immediately after the treatment, and I've had no further problems. Second, my prostate and bladder improved and have continued functioning as expected, and my physician surgeon was very pleased with progress when I visited a week ago. Last, the candida also cleared up for many months until over Christmas when I ate too much candy and it returned. I will be back for another session soon, Jimmy. Thank you for all you did for me and for others who contact you. Because we have some time left today, I would like to talk with you about my new Cancer Foundation and an opportunity that I think will be of interest to you. My new Cancer Foundation can be found at www.holisticcancerfoundation.com. On the site, you will see first a video of the foundation. You will also see the goals, which are education, research, and patient care. I have an impressive board and advisory board for this foundation, and you can look at these on the site. I have worked for over a year getting content on the site, including interviews with cancer patients and doctors, cancer research, cancer treatment, And what is different on my site is research on mental, spiritual interventions and interviews with experts for interviews like affirmations, visualization, prayer, meditation, gratitude, forgiveness, and many others. These are included because I believe that disease results from multiple factors, and consequently, a holistic approach is necessary for recovering from cancer. To me, prayer, faith, optimism, and others are as important in treatment as medication, supplements, diet, and other interventions. I have experience to support this belief. Having used a holistic approach since 1970, when I volunteered as a camp nurse for the Edgar Cayce organization, it was natural to use this approach when I was diagnosed with lung cancer in 1974. Curing this disease with all natural holistic interventions, I continued using the approach in my personal life and with clients, and am now considered a pioneer in holistic health. I have worked for the past 5 to 6 months on the website section on prevention of cancer. This finished in a download gift of this material, around 50 pages, available for those who donate $12 or more to the foundation and receive a tax deduction receipt plus this gift. The booklet available as a download, titled Reduce Your Cancer Risk, A Holistic Approach. It will include the following. First, as a longtime educator, I like to start my writing with a theoretical framework in which to place the content. So there is first a theoretical framework based upon public health concepts. This framework will basically look at, first, ways to reduce the risk of known environmental carcinogens, and second, ways to strengthen the host against environmental and other carcinogens. Content on reducing the effect of known environmental carcinogens include electromagnetic waves, toxic chemicals such as BPA, formaldehyde, toxic metals such as aluminum and mercury, and last, ultraviolet waves. For all areas, there will be research related to the carcinogen, what you can do to reduce the risk, and an interview with an expert for many of these. The second part looks at ways to strengthen the host or you against carcinogens. It includes areas such as physical activities, nutrition including genetically modified organisms, organic foods, etc., fluids, water and milk, supplements, vitamins, minerals, immune builders, sleep, smoking cessation, music, and then it moves into mental, spiritual interventions that includes affirmations, compassion, faith, forgiveness, gratitude, meditation, optimism, prayer, relaxation exercises, serving or helping others, social support, stress reduction, and visualization. Again, for each of these, there is research, what to do to strengthen yourself against cancer, and interviews with experts for many of these. You will hear interviews with 30 cancer or related experts on mental, spiritual interventions, such as forgiveness, gratitude, faith, and compassion. You'll hear about omega-3s, genetically modified organisms, genetically modified food, plant-based and other nutritional diets, smoking cessation, chemical and mental carcinogens, immune builders, music, and much, much more. So I hope this will be helpful to you and will help in preventing cancer in the future. I thank you for joining me today on the Holistic Health Show, and I hope some of the information will be useful to you. I invite you to my websites, holistichealthshow.com, where you will find all shows for the past 7 years under the blog. You will also find much of the research on natural ways to deal with cancer and other health conditions, and can sign up for my free monthly newsletter. On my website, beatlungcancer.net, you will find many of the 135 interviews from radio and television over the past 2 years about my book on treating lung cancer naturally and holistically when I was diagnosed 41 years ago next month and given 6 months to live by traditional medicine who offered chemo and surgery. This book was published in November 2012 and was a bestseller on Amazon. You will find endorsements of the book, a place to buy the book, and an earlier one from 2007 titled Healthy Holistic Aging, A Blueprint for Success. On my third website, you will find information on the Carl O'Helvey Holistic Cancer Foundation, begun last year and currently in the phase of completing the website. This site is at www.holisticcancerfoundation.com. Information on how the foundation differs from others, board members, research on holistic natural ways to deal with cancer, including mental and spiritual interventions, interviews with cancer physicians and survivors, and more. If you would like to donate to the work I am supporting, there is a tab to donate, and I can offer you a tax exemption receipt if living in the United States. I also invite you to join me on Facebook at my Facebook page, www.facebook.com/Carl Helvey, on my Holistic Health Show page at www.facebook.com/pages/Holistic Health Show, and the Carl O'Helvey Holistic Cancer Foundation page at www.facebook.com/beatlungcancernaturalalternative. On LinkedIn, I invite you to join me under my name, Dr. Carl O'Helvey. On Twitter, I invite you to join me at www.twitter.com/HolistHealthShow, HolistHealthShow. I wish you a great week, and I look forward to having you here in 2 weeks. I'm Dr. Carl O'Helvey, your host.